In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fifth Sunday of the blessed month of Ba'una. And usually, when we have five Sundays in any Coptic month, we consider it a blessed sign, because it means that we will have the chance to receive the bread of life, not only four times, but five times in the month. That's why the church put the readings of feeding the multitudes with five loaves and two fish every fifth Sunday. Unless this Sunday becomes on the 29th of the month. And you know that we have 7 times 4, 28 days. Then the 29th, always we have the celebration of the Annunciation, the Christmas, and the resurrection of our Lord. So if Sunday comes on the 29th of any month, then we change the readings to the 29th of Barahmat, which is the readings of the Annunciation. And this happened yesterday. In our Arabic liturgy, we had a joyous melody, and we celebrated what we call the feasts of the salvation, the Annunciation, the birth, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if Sunday, the fifth Sunday, comes like today, the 30th, then the readings are about the feeding of the multitudes. And those who came yesterday evening to the Vespers, all those who came early in the morning, heard the same gospel. I mean, heard the same miracle in the three different gospels. So in the Vespers yesterday from St. Matthew, and then this morning from St. Mark, and the Gospel of the Luke, of the liturgy from St. Luke. Today I want to go with you in a little bit imagination. Every time we speak about the feeding of the people from five loaves, but imagine yourself, you were among one of the five loaves. The five loaves were kept in the hands of a lad among the multitudes listening to our Lord Jesus Christ. And when the disciples came to Jesus saying, let them go to find out what to eat, he said, what do you have? They said, we don't have anything. We cannot feed all this number of people. We need at least 200 denarii to give them just a bite. One of the disciples said, there is just one lad has five loaves and two fish. And the Lord said, bring them to me. Imagine yourself were one of these five loaves. What is my value as a loaf, wheat loaf, or even small loaf? What can it be for just one person. It's nothing. Look what happened when Jesus took these loaves. He put them in his hand and blessed them. As soon as he blessed the loaf, then the loaf was able to feed thousands of people and to fill them and remains also. This is the lesson of today. If I consider myself as one of the loaves, I'm nothing. I have no value. I have no price. I have no use. But as soon as the Lord takes me and makes me not only a normal loaf, but a loaf of God, a loaf in the hand of God, a loaf blessed by God, then my value now will not be just some flour, water, and salt baked in the furnace, but will be the value of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because he himself can use me. One day he said about us, "You are the salt of the world." One day he spoke of us saying, "You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world." Today we are the bread of the Lord. When he takes me, when he blesses me, when he gives me to the people. That's why every one of us is blessed. And the five loaves were enough for at least 10 to 15,000 people. And the remains were, the fragrance were 12 filled baskets. This is the meaning. The meaning is, we are nothing without him. And we are a lot in his hands. If I separate myself from the Lord without taking his blessing, then I will be nothing. I could be hardly useful to myself. Or, God forbid, I could be harmful to myself, hurt myself. But when the Lord takes me, when I submit my life to him, when he takes this loaf in his hand and presents it to the people, then it means a lot. One day, Jeremiah said, I am a young boy, I'm a little boy. What can I do? I'm nothing. One day Moses said to the Lord, "My tongue is heavy, I'm disabled in my speech." One day Gideon said to him, "Who am I to go and fight for Israel?" And all of these, after they were blessed by the Lord, Gideon overcame the enemies with just 300 people. Jeremiah was a brave prophet who rebuked the wicked people among the children of Israel. And Moses saved the children of Israel from the slavery of Egypt by a mighty hand. This is the meaning. If we are without Him, we are nothing. But if we give ourselves to Him, He will use us, blessing ourselves and blessing the world through us, through us, the weak people. This is number one. And this, look, this happens every liturgy. Our beloved people who work in the Qurban and prepare the Qurban in the Bethlehem, a room in the basement, they present to us 7 pieces or 5 pieces of loaf. What happens? The priest takes this loaf on his hand and asking the blessing of the Lord to this loaf. And this loaf becomes the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And every one of us takes just a small piece. Immediately has the power of the resurrection in him by this blessed, by this body of Jesus Christ was changed from just a normal loaf to the body through the Holy Spirit during the liturgy. Now this is the question, very important question. Would you like to be a separate loaf in your life and live alone and say to yourself, who I am? Who I am? I can serve the Lord. I cannot do anything. I'm weak. I'm a sinner. I'm disabled. Do you want to say that? But you present yourself, submit yourself. Come to him saying, what can I do, my Lord, for the sake of salvation? What can I share with you in spreading the word of God? His answer will be number one. Submit yourself to me. Come, I will bless you. Number two, give yourself to the others. Be filled with grace, filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is number one. Number two, give yourself to the others. Be a good example. Be a good image to me. And behave in the world like a normal person, not like a normal person, but behave in the world and walk in the world like a bread of God, like a servant of God, like a tool in the hand of the Lord. Then the people will see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is number two. Number one, to be filled. Number two, to give. And number three, always, the grace of God has no end. And the fragments also are very important. Do you remember the Canaan woman? When she came to the Lord, only the fragments. When she likened herself with the dogs who takes from the fragments of the table of its master, her daughter was healed. The fragments was enough for her daughter to be healed. Then This is number three and last point. Every single soul has a great value before God because it was blessed by Him. All the fragments are valuable, are precious to Him. Don't say, like what St. Paul said one day, don't say, because I am not I, I'm just a head, a hand, I have no use. Or I am not an ear, I'm not an eye, I'm just an eye, I have no use. Don't say that. Every one of us, even if he is like the fragments, has a great value. Every one of us has a great duty to witness the word of the Lord all over the world. Every one of us must behave like the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman, when she was saved by Jesus Christ, the first thing she did, she went to the people of her city and preached to them, calling, inviting them to come and see our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray from all our hearts that the Lord who chose us from the beginning, the Lord who blessed us, the Lord who filled us with His Holy Spirit is asking us to be a good bread of life to the people, to feed them and also to be filled with the Holy Spirit in our life. We pray from all our hearts that every member of the world, every member of the church may become an active member, an active organ in the body of Jesus Christ to work together for the sake of the kingdom of heavens. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Baptism, mission, saints.
We, Lord.